Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The pitch to Semien, swung on and a drive hit to left field. Chases the left fielder back to the wall. It is history. Semien just clears that 19-foot-high wall. He's homered for the second straight day and for the 12th time this year. Make it 5-1 Rangers.
The Hall of Famer Eric Nadell with the call on your home for Rangers baseball. 5-1 over the Astros. They take 2 of 3. They win back-to-back series. One game under 500 with the All-Star break upon us. 8.5 games back in the West. Let's talk about it with Baseball Insider, Hockey Insider as well. Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, John Morosi on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, man. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Doing great, Sean and RJ. Great to be with you. Happy All-Star break. Derby tonight, All-Star game tomorrow. And hey, when the Rangers are just one game under 500 in the American League of 2025, they are in it, my friends. They are in contention. Oh yeah. Yeah. If you are within range of 500 in the American League right now, I mean, you just look at the mathematics of things and where the Red Sox are. The Red Sox are playing pretty good baseball, to be fair. But the Red Sox are playing good ball. The Mariners are there on the fringe of things in terms of the wild card picture. And I think that the Rangers are still one of those teams that will look for reasons to buy instead of look for reasons to sell. The teams that are on the fence in a lot of ways this time of year, I really think there are two kinds of teams. Those that look to sell, like the Marlins will look to sell. The Cardinals, they may actually look to buy John Mozeliak's final year. The point is, I think there are certain teams that tend to lean one way or the other. And Chris Young, just his competitiveness, it's the World Series champion from 2 years ago. I just think this team is going to look for reasons to buy and not sell.
What are you looking to buy if you're CY, and who are some possible names that could fit in those categories?
I still think that bullpen is where I would focus, and maybe getting another starting pitcher as well. I think pitching in general is where I would allocate my effort. You look at the lineup. To me, the reemergence of one player has changed everything, and that's Semien. Semien, when he was really struggling, batting down in the lineup and just trying to figure out, okay, where are we going with him and what can you expect from him? What he's done over the last month or so in terms of now being able to bat third again, you've got Seager back in the lineup every day, starting to look and feel more like the lineup of the team that won the World Series. Now, they're not quite all the way back to that level, let's be fair, but they're at least a competent major league lineup now. and Semien changes everything. I don't have it off the top of my head right now, but I would bet if you looked at the Rangers' record when Marcus Semien scores a run versus when he doesn't, that tells you the whole story of their season. And right now he's looking like himself again. And so I think you look at the pitching side of things, that certainly the Malley injury is a real one and a concern that you look at. You probably have to maybe get a little more starting pitching help if you're going to make a run at this thing. So I would say focus on rotation plus bullpen. And there are guys out there. Look, there are – you look at the White Sox. They're certainly open to move guys. Adrian Hauser is a name there. Edmond Marquez with the Colorado Rockies in terms of starting pitchers. Bullpen, you've got the Twins. I think they're a team, by the way, that probably right now will look for reasons to sell because they've got – I think they're not a competitive team right now in the American League Central. Tigers have a big, comfortable lead. So in the starting rotation, someone like a Joe Ryan is going to be one of the top names out there. In the bullpen, Yoan Duran, Griffin Jacks. I mean, there are some legit names out there from those clubs. I think you look at the Royals, someone like a Chris Bubich, who, by the way, you would have not just for this year but next year too. So I think really it comes down to – how much do the Rangers want to invest in terms of the prospect capital? But the names are all out there. Teams like the Marlins are going to sell. It's going to be an active deadline, even though right now it seems like it's been quiet.
John Morosi, MLB Network, joining us here, 105 through the Fan. Do the Rangers have the philosophy you think, and is this kind of the philosophy around the sport where this is a team with Eovaldi and DeGrom at the top of the rotation that just get them into the playoffs and they've got that puncher's chance kind of thing because of those two at the top of the line of the rotation?
Yes, RJ, that's exactly how I look at it. And remember, you go into that, let's assume they're a wild card team. It's probably a pretty safe assumption. If they're in the playoffs, mm-hmm. they're not going to be the division champion with one of the two best records. So that means they're going to be in that best of three wild card series. We saw them obviously handle that quite nicely in the year that they won the World Series. And in some ways, having the healthy DeGrom really, really changes the dynamic a little bit. He's been so much fun to watch. I remember we had an MLB Network showcase game in Arlington earlier this year. I got a chance to watch DeGrom face Hunter Brown of the Astros, and I think basically the game was over by the time I sat down to get my scorecard ready because both of them were just working so fast and so efficient. I mean, Jake looks like himself again. And that – I remember I was talking to some Mets people about him, just how amazing it is to see someone who's been a Hall of Fame-type pitcher be back in terms of just the action on his stuff. He is so much fun to watch. DeGrom at his peak – has been one of the most dominant pitchers I have ever seen in my career covering baseball. And this year he's back to being that type of pitcher. It is a lot of fun to see what he can do. And I agree, Eovaldi, these are two guys that have been in the playoffs. They know what to expect. If I'm a team that even has home field advantage there, let's say I'm the Yankees and I'm facing the Rangers, I would not feel great about that matchup if I'm the New York Yankees facing the Rangers with those two guys leading the way in the rotation.
Bigger all-star injustice. Of course, DeGrom is not going to actually pitch in the all-star game. Bigger all-star injustice, Eovaldi not making it or Mizorowski making it?
Great question. I think I'll say Eovaldi not making it because I believe that not only is he a all-star for this year, but he is one of those guys that has been consistently great year after year after year. And I'm not saying he deserves that emeritus status where guys keep getting voted in, but he has done it many, many times. It's interesting. I was asked a question yesterday. Does Mizorowski deserve the all-star selection? The answer is no, he doesn't deserve it.
Right.
It's also not his fault, by the way. Right. And I think that we can say two things. I think that it's in some way people are entranced by this, by the velocity, and we love seeing it. And wouldn't it be fun? Let's just say he comes in out of the pen and he faces Aaron Judge. We might say that he doesn't deserve the selection, but you know what? I'm going to watch that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it. And we all want to see that. So on some level, he doesn't deserve it, but I am okay with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, let's remember what the All-Star Game still is. It is a show. Gone are the days when it was the American League, National League, serious rivalry. We got to crush them to defend our pride and the Rose-Fosse collision. That's old-time stuff. This is a show. You're going to have players mic'd. There's going to be fun stuff. This is to kind of broaden the tent of baseball fans and bring people in. We can bemoan the fact that that's what it is, but that's what it is. And we have to, I think, acknowledge that, make our peace with it. And so while Mizorowski doesn't, quote-unquote, deserve it, I'm fine with him being in it because it's a show, and I really appreciate the show mm-hmm. aspect of what the All-Star game is.
John, second half of the year, are the MVPs, assuming there's no major injuries or collapses by Shohei and Judge, are they the MVPs, or is there a chance that Raleigh or somebody else sneaks in?
Oh, sure, there's a chance for Raleigh. If Raleigh hits 60 homers and helps the Mariners make the playoffs, he's the MVP, in my estimation, because he's already having, RJ, the best power-hitting season for a catcher, at least the first half.
Yeah.
From home run production standpoint, that we have ever seen, ever. And he's playing the most demanding position on the field, the one for which, at least in my estimation, I have always given a little bit of a boost, whether it's MVP voting, Hall of Fame voting. It is the most demanding position physically on the field. And look at how many games that Raleigh is playing. And even though some of them are as a DH, the reason why he's so valuable and how they're making it work, he still is carrying the fatigue of the catching position up to the batter's box with him every time he's even the DH. It's a vocation. It's like a calling to be a catcher. And so when that is your identity and you're hitting upwards of 55 or even 60 home runs, guys, and by the way, you're catching a staff that is not easy to catch. It has been by and large a very good staff, but no catcher, no one who's ever actually put on the gear and put on a catcher's glove would say, yeah, it's easy to catch Brian Wu, or it's easy to catch Gilbert or Kirby. These guys have amazing, devastating action stuff, which is, it's maybe fun to catch from a competitive standpoint, but it takes a toll on your body because that left hand of his is just getting a thud about 125, 30 times a game, okay? That's not easy. Right. So I just think that you put him on a different scale than any other position. And for me, if he hits 55 dingers and especially if the Mariners make the playoffs, I think he's the MVP.
You did a podcast recently with the great Adrian Beltre. What did you get from Adrian with your sit down?
Yeah, a great conversation. And a couple things that stood out to me about his journey. He shared what it was like, certainly going through the 2011 World Series and the emotions and thinking about, you're thinking you're going to be a World Series champion. And then, of course, we understand what happened in Game 6. He spoke about that devastation. And he also spoke about, and this is an interesting part of the conversation that I didn't necessarily expect. When he left the Dodgers and signed with the Mariners, he said that he never wanted to leave LA, never wanted to leave the Dodgers to begin with. He signs this, at the time, I think it was the largest free agent deal in the history of the Mariners. Certainly changes his family's future, all those important things. But he said that for the first several weeks after signing the deal, he barely slept. Didn't have a good night of sleep because he regretted the decision right away. Wow. And he said it took him a while to make his peace with it and to feel comfortable. And he said that was the hardest year of his career was 05 in Seattle because it was the first time he felt like baseball was a job. And he said that year kind of took the love of the game away from him. And then you think about, and he was describing some of his relationships since then, he talked about the importance of finding joy in the game. We think about Beltre, immediately we imagine him back and forth with Felix Hernandez and goofing around with Elvis. Yeah. Those are like 3,000 hits, but those are the things that I think about. And he basically said he had to get back to being that person by being Felix's teammate and then eventually his opponent. And then with the way that Elvis brought out that personality from him when he was playing with the Rangers, how important that was in the success of his career. So I loved how he described the importance of having fun with the game as being so essential to his success. I've always enjoyed Adrian, one of my favorite players to be around, elite competitor, as we all know, but someone who really just gave his heart and soul to the game and is a very deserving Hall of Famer.
Man, it's wild because when he got here, you know, Selig was like kind of questioning the move. You'd never hear a commissioner do that, but he wasn't a Hall of Famer when he got here. And it's, nope. he has such a late kick to his career. You never see that outside the PED era.
Right. No, it's an excellent point. And I think that you're right, that Texas is where he became a Hall of Famer. That 1 year in Boston was unique because he goes there. He had to sign the 1 year deal. He put up some great numbers. I tend to think that he would have been a Hall of Famer if he had stayed in Boston and signed his next big contract in Boston. But I really think that Texas, that team, being in the playoffs so consistently, and just finding his home there, the 3,000 hits, the gold gloves. You're right. I think it took him a while. He got to the major leagues early, and then I think his first All-Star appearance, if I'm not mistaken, I think that came when he was about 30 years of age. It's rare that a Hall of Famer's first All-Star appearance doesn't come until the middle of his career. So you're right. It was not obvious the entire time, but the number of hits and the elite defense. I remember I talked to Ron Renicki, major league manager and also major league coach, great baseball person. He was actually managing Beltre in San Antonio before he got up to the Dodgers. And he basically said, even at that age, and Renicki has coached and managed a lot of people, there's never been a better player that Renicki has ever seen on the slow roller to first base than Adrian Beltre. That is like high art. That is like watching the ballet on a baseball field. Is watching Beltre do that. And so he had enough of those iconic moments and played on some iconic teams in Texas that I think vaulted him. But you're right. There's zero question about it that the time with the Rangers is what made Beltre a Hall of Famer. And I love the way in which he has stayed so connected to the franchise and remains an ambassador and really an icon in the Metroplex because of what he meant to that team.
Absolutely tremendous. Can't thank you enough, man, especially Extra Step with the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. We appreciate it. We're going to play some Beltre this week and enjoy the break while you can.
Sean and RJ, thank you so much. Enjoy the All-Star game, and thanks for all the great work that you do there in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank John you, Morosi. Baseball and NHL Network on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Is Dak Prescott still a top 10 quarterback? The league has spoken. What say you on the Fan Text? The Red Zone, your football fix is next.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
It's time for the Red Zone, your daily football fix. Thanks to Ruben, producer extraordinaire, who we're probably going to see on Thursday as the show is out on the road. Richardson Firehouse Tour on Thursday, not Friday. He said, great interview. John Morosi was fantastic. Nice job by Pepe. Booking him. Ross is pitching the perfect game in Peyton's spot so far here on Sean and RJ. Bobby will be back for the Firehouse Tour on Thursday. I have changed the TV channel so none of us could look at the entire quarterback list that just came out. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, talking to executives, coaches, scouts. Top 10 quarterbacks are out today, and this will probably dominate your TV headlines and segments for the rest of the week. We went through 1 through 5 to start because I knew Dak Prescott would not be up there.
Oh, shots fired.
That's not a shot fired.
That's a hot take.
Really obvious.
Piping. Where are your oven mitts?
Mahomes 1, Allen 2, Burrow 3, Lamar 4, and then the big surprise, the big topic so far, Jaden Daniels 5. Will Dak, do you already know the results?
I do not know the order.
Do you know if he's on the top 10?
I did not. I noticed that he was in like a mentions category.
Okay, well, way to spoil the list. Number 6, if you do not know.
Herbert.
No. He's 7.
7. Okay.
Bobby would be incensed.
Hurts?
Nope.
Oh, Stafford.
Stafford. Highest ranking 4, lowest ranking unranked. He's 37 years old. There's a reason why he garnered significant trade interest when the Rams entertained moving him this offseason. Only a few quarterbacks command the position like he does. Players come and go in L.A. Stafford makes it all work. A truly scheme-transcendent quarterback. Why is he so high in the rankings each year? Bobby Belt? An NFL coordinator said, quote, because he's tough as S. Elite poise and toughness in the pocket. The ability to throw with timing and location while he's about to get hit in the chin is among the best. He's great in two areas. After a break, he produced 39 touchdowns and 9 picks over the balance of the 23 and 24 seasons in games that followed the bye. And on play action, third highest QBR in the NFL. 10 touchdowns and 0 picks off play action last year. Best performance since Rodgers in 2021. 17% of his throws were considered off target. Second worst such clip among the quarterbacks who received one vote. A coordinator said, quote, a big factor for QBs is what they can do on 3rd and 10. Matt scares you more than almost anyone in that situation, and he can make plays off schedule. 7 is right. Herbert. Highest ranking, someone gave him 3rd.
For Herbert? What was his lowest?
Unranked.
Still, yeah, he's
you can't justify that. That person should be fired unless it's Jim Harbaugh that voted. To have him 3rd?
That's too much.
Come
That's
on.
Too high. Yes, too high. Look, he's a good player. He's got all the tools. He has the ability to be top 3.
Yeah.
Like his peak is top 3.
Yeah.
He has not shown remotely close to that. So I have a tough time putting him generally as high because of that. I mean, I just don't think he's that good. He's that good. It just hasn't put it together.
An AFC executive said, quote, he's always been a top 5 to 8 quarterback, accurate to all levels, athletic, sound decision maker. It's almost like he's underrated now, in my opinion. He's taken for granted. His 15 game-winning drives are the most from any quarterback drafted in 2020 or later, but still, some evaluators just think something's holding him back. 0-2 playoff record doesn't help. Quote, the players above him in the top 10 consistently create more off-schedule plays, are more dangerous in the two-minute drill, and have won in the playoffs. The offense he currently plays in is by far the least quarterback-friendly in terms of the passing game, which doesn't help him. Justin can get there. He has the ability, so it should come in time. Number 8 on the league's quarterback list released today. And by the way, Ross, I want you to monitor the totals and the fan techs have said if Dak deserves to be on this list or not. Top 10, 877-881-1053. We'll get to that in a little bit. Number 8.
Are they going to put Hurts here?
No.
No. Okay.
You did a horrible job giving away the Dak thing. You did a nice job there because I know you had already mentioned you knew where Hurts was. So that was a nice...
Wait, where did I say Hurts was? I didn't say Hurts.
I thought you said you saw Hurts at like the number.
Yeah, but I can't remember what number it was.
All right.
Jared Goff.
It is Jared Goff. Highest ranking 5. Last year, he was 9. He's 30 years of age. 3 years ago, placing Goff in the top 10 was a bold move. Now it's rare to find a ballot without his name on it. He appeared on 82% of the top 10 submissions. Veteran NFC defensive coach. Quote, he's developed into one of the game's best pure passers. Doesn't turn the ball over like he used to. Reliable quarterback with a real arm. Not just a dropback passer who makes S happen. He's become more than that. He went from air raid at Cal. Rhythm and timing thrower. He struggled when pass rushers disrupted that timing. He's countered that weakness and elevated his game. A veteran AFC scout said he's improved in his ability to reset his feet and deliver the ball accurately. It's changed his career. The coaching staff in Detroit gave him a greater sense of calm in the pocket, and he has capitalized on it.
Yeah, he's really turned. He's a very solid, consistent player. He's never going to be a top 3 player. I think you can maybe get him as high as 5. I don't think you can get him any higher than that. I don't know that you can keep him outside the top 10 either. I think he's pretty set 5 to 9. I don't know that he can be any lower than that.
Number 9.
Now let's do Hurts.
It is Hurts.
Okay.
I thought you told me Hurts was 9 earlier, but whatever. RJ Murray.
I thought.
Highest ranking was 6. Last year, honorable mention.
Okay, I'm proud of them for not overrating the Super Bowl. I think a lot of people would sit here and say, man, he is going to be... I thought they were going to overrate. That's why I thought he... I think I guessed him at 5 initially.
Yeah.
But I would like... I like this, that they're not overhyping him just after he won.
His streak of 4 straight years with 10 or more rushing touchdowns is the league's longest ever for a passer. He's also one of the game's most accurate passers. I'm reading here, not my opinion, Sean Sharif, reading. Ranking 1st in completion percentage over expected, plus 6.6. Throws a beautiful deep ball, that's true. And then we see it in the Super Bowl. He had a better, quote, he had a better year running the ball, and the way he played down the stretch when healthy was impressive, said an AFC executive who put Hurts top 5. Better throwing the ball in general this year and cut out the turnovers. When asked to be a high-volume thrower in 2023, struggled taking care of the ball, 15 picks. Cut that number down to 5 last year, though on far fewer attempts. It was almost 200 less attempts. More than a few voters see shades of a Russell Wilson career arc. Has many traits that contribute to winning at a high level, but needs a steady run game around him that would not necessarily thrive in a pass-heavy system. Number 10 on the list. And before we name 10, Ross, what are the totals saying whether Dak deserves to be on it?
Terrible news. I am trying to log in right now.
Oh no.
There she goes.
I'm going to guess that a lot of the totals would say no.
Yes, Dak is top 10, at least 9 or 10. No, because of last year at injury history. We can't judge him again until he proves it. Purdy should be in the top 10 before Dak. Dak, absolutely not top 10.
Okay.
Dak should be top 10, and after this year, he'll be top 5. How does a Super Bowl winning quarterback not rank in the top 5? That's talk about Hurts.
Well,
he just doesn't deserve it.
Yeah. All right, 10.
I got two people here. There's two guys I think that they're only two that can make this.
Two guys.
And that's Purdy and Baker.
Bobby would go crazy over Purdy getting excluded.
He would. I would have Purdy. See, this is a tough one because I'll say I like Baker Mayfield. I think Baker should be in it.
And are you keeping Dak off because of injury over those other two? Or you just believe, no doubt, Purdy and Baker are better than him right now?
I think they're better than he is right now. Baker's tough.
You see him do this shotgun beer at the golf tournament? He stopped with two guys with a Baker jersey.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Cut it open, shotgun that bad boy.
All right, you got a 4th and 5.
Yeah.
Are you taking Baker or are you taking Dak? Or Purdy?
Probably Baker because the legs.
The legs, yeah.
Baker's 10. So you got that. Highest ranking 5.
Ooh, man.
Last year, unranked. The first line is, Baker Mayfield walked so Sam Darnold could run. The former number one pick is emblematic of the NFL's capacity for career resurgences. Fearless as a thrower and a runner, said an NFL personnel evaluator. He's got on-field leadership where teammates want to support him. Much better arm than given credit for. Good mover in the pocket and can rush for yards. Attacks the third level of the defense. When he's got time in the pocket, he's as good as almost anyone right now. And then finally, personnel man, he honestly reminds me of Favre a little bit as far as style of play. He's got a moxie to him, like, F you, I'm on the attack. And defensive guys feel that presence. Honorable mentions. Tell me where Dak Prescott has his arguments. You have anyone else on your list you want to guess?
Purdy would be there. CJ?
CJ. CJ and one more quarterback, not Purdy, for honorable mentions.
Darnold?
Nope.
No, right?
Cowboy Nightmare.
Kyler?
No.
Cowboy Nightmare.
Young up-and-comer. Aiden.
Oh, Love.
Jordan Love. Yep. Jordan Love. Honorable mention. And then receiving votes. Kyler, Purdy, Dak, Rodgers, Tua, Bo Nix. So Dak Prescott, you want him high on one of these lists or at the very bottom, so all the TV shows, they're going to have their content after the coaches, players, and executives have decided.
Wow. That's Bo Nix got a vote.
Well, maybe Sean Payton has a vote. I don't know. Yeah, who knows? All right. Any true Dak disrespect here?
No, not really. I mean, he's in the other receiver. He's fine. That's fine. That's fine where he should be. He hasn't proved that he can be healthy. You know, he's not the same player without his legs.
Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on, Sean and RJ.
That's right, Tolos. Right now, 877-881-1053 wins 2 tickets to the Thuggish Ruggish Mafia Tour, courtesy of Live Nation, at Dos Equis Pavilion on Thursday, September 25th. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Again, Tolos. Right now, 877-881-1053 wins 2 tickets to the Thuggish Ruggish Mafia Tour, courtesy of Live Nation, at Dos Equis Pavilion on Thursday, September 25th.
My bad. Ross, should we be worried about Cooper Flagg's shot? We asked the KNC Masterpiece.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Talk is next.
How you concentrate on your follow-through. When you're doing it in live action, it's a little bit harder. Flag on the lob, the flag bearer of a new generation in Dallas.
ESPN with the call.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Cooper flag, baby.
We're
oh,
gonna,
no.
You know, uh-oh.
Ross lost the perfect game.
Oh, man, a bloop single in the ninth.
Yeah, it is a bloop.
It's a bloop single.
Wow.
You hate to see it.
Sorry, buddy. What a way to lose it.
Ah, man.
Crosstalk with the K&C Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan.
There's no light on the microphone either, so we wouldn't have known no matter what. He's the only person that would have known. I hate losing a perfect game in the last segment. That's happened before. Yeah. We were a weekend show. It was the very last segment that I screwed up.
So did he lose? Did he lose the no hitter though? Did he spin off a curveball and it didn't spin?
You think this is a walk?
And it caught the guy in the elbow and it's a hit by pitch.
I think it's a no hitter.
It's still a no hitter. Yeah, he got hit by a pitch there.
I think it's still a
definitely
no-hitter.
Not a perfect game. That much for sure.
Now you thought that you were doing a perfect show on air as hosts.
Yeah.
No, not me.
No,
I always find something to complain about.
I was
about.
Crushing. It was a Saturday show. I was crushing.
How many hours?
I think we were
4 or 5.
4 or 5 hour show, and it was the last segment. As I was introducing the segment, I stumbled over a word, and I went, son of a gun.
Aren't you always jealous? I always think about the play-by-play guys or the Pat Donies of the world, and my amount of stuttering, as Bassick has always pointed out over the years, those guys, those girls, they never stutter.
Mm-mm.
Never stutter. Like, stuttering that call is like a nightmare, like a big play-by-play call. Or on TV, they're doing a news story, Nui Scruggs, they're not stuttering.
Kevin Harlan.
They know what they're doing.
Always perfect, like everything. Even whenever he's covering a drunk guy running across the field, he's perfect.
That's true.
Not according to RJ. RJ's a Harlan hater.
You hate Kevin Harlan?
No, hang on. I love Kevin Harlan in a big game.
I heard you say this the other day, yes.
Yeah, they need to just save him for the playoffs.
But he's that good season games,
He's that
too,
good. Though. He is.
Are you calling him Gus Johnson?
No, Gus is over the top. Gus is way over the top. Gus Johnson, we do not need to see her Gus Johnson until March 15th.
But don't you
any
think
given year.
For every person who's like super invested in that game, they're glad Gus Johnson is there. I get for a national audience, they might be like, it's Washington State, buddy. Tone it down. But like, if you're one of those fan bases, you love it.
I guess so.
You're just saying that like Kevin Harlan's so up there that for the regular season, it's like, did I really need that?
Because he's so good. He's so good. I don't need the energy. He's a lot high energy. You know, on Tuesday night, I'm winding down at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. You know, I don't need all that.
Corey, what's coming up?
Guys, right out of the gate, the youth report. We're going to check in on Cooper Flagg and Paige Beckers and the Rangers MLB draft. And then we'll do some more Rangers and why Kevin thinks that the Rangers just aren't that good anymore.
How about John Morosi not naming offense with his top two buying needs from MLB Network?
I'm there now, too.
Really?
I am. I've kind of been slowly asking Kevin more questions about what if it is really just we need a dominant closer.
Their offense has been significantly better since the start of June.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't always feel like it.
I've started to feel that way of like, if they can keep this what their actual identity should be and is, then the only thing that they were missing before the season was a closer. Like, that was what we said we needed. We didn't expect the offense to be what it was to start the season, but as they've been slowly walking up that mountain, they're starting to look like they need something. If they're going to be competitive in big games, they're going to need somebody to shut down the game.
Kevin Hagelin, talk to me about Cooper Flagg's jumper and what it was at Duke and what you were thinking when he initially went 5 of 21, recovers a score 31, able to get off basically any shot he wants. I love the aggressive mentality. Yeah. I was worried about him being a little bit too timid out there. Only 3 turnovers in about 60 minutes. He's not going to play any more summer league. But while you were watching him struggle with the shot, and I know you probably already talked about this on Friday, but Flagg as a shooter will be, and what was he?
So, and that's one of the great things, and we talked about is you saw him improve remarkably at Duke from 3. Now, like mid-range, I feel like he could probably feel comfortable about his mid-range. Looks like he's going to be good. I'm not going to say he's going to be DeRozan, but looks like he's going to be really good in the mid-range. But what you saw throughout his time at Duke, and obviously three-point line further back here, is he started out like pedestrian at best from 3. And then when you saw the calendar turn and move into February, I think he got up to, I'll double check my numbers, like 47% from 3. And in the tournament, 50%. I'm not saying you'll get those numbers, because if you do, that would be insane. Mm-hmm. But I think you're going to see his shot get better as he adjusts to the defense and to the new 3-point line. The other thing to take a look at, I don't know if people care. I think they should. He was a lot more aggressive to the left.
Yes.
In his second game. And that is something that, like, some people have asked questions about. Not necessarily that he can't go to the left, but they're like, hey, force him to his left. He went to his left a lot in that second game. And that's one of the things I love about the kid, is it feels like he hears what people say. And he's like, all right.
I think his coaches are in his ear, too.
That but makes sense.
Somebody made, and at the time I thought it was ridiculous, somebody said Kawhi in their conversation about him. And I was like, huh? Like, this is, you're talking about a completely different player. Then I watched his mid-range and how he stops and elevates. And that's something Kawhi does so well in the mid-range, is elevate to get that shot off.
Yeah.
His timing and anticipation in the mid-range. I saw it. I went, oh, that's what they were talking about. So that is his mid-range game's a lot of fun to watch.
Better passer than Kawhi? We'll be
potentially
a better?
I mean, look, I have lots of high hopes and ideals, but I think potentially the ceiling for him as a passer is better.
Did you say ideals or ideas?
Ideals.
Oh,
what's the difference?
Getting deep with it.
What's the difference between those two words?
It makes it feel more important, right? If you say ideals.
I think of like morals, principles.
Yeah,
like,
principles and standards.
Wow, oh, ideals. I said it too high. Then.
I think that's really high.
When it comes to Cooper Flagg, I have lots of hopes and dreams.
Talk to me about Carter Bryant, if you can, because he is the defensive menace that took over summer league. Number 14, I believe, out of Arizona. Was he just not letting anyone do anything in college? And how loaded are the Spurs?
Yeah, I was going to say, it is unfortunate how much talent stacking they have been doing as well, right? Because you look at, and I'm going to add the defensive stopper, and you already feel like you have your interior defensive stopper, of course, hopefully for them. And Wemby, you've got your offensive force and Stephon Castle. That's an impressive group they're putting together. I have to admit, I didn't see a ton of him in college, but I have watched him more in summer league, and he's been impressive.
Did you watch him? Did you know anything about him coming out?
Nothing. Knew nothing about him. Very, very little. Like, again, it's first of all, if you play out west, you're screwed.
Just for RJ or just in general?
Just in general. Like, okay. Just go look at, like, you know, if you play out west and you don't play football for USC, you're not getting a Heisman vote, right?
So if you enjoyed
college basketball, if you don't play for, like, Gonzaga,
okay. You're kind of, I was about to ask if you've watched Nembhard then, but he did go to Gonzaga.
Yeah. So. It's like, you know, but that's, Gonzaga wasn't, they weren't very good this year. They were, an 8 seed? They should have been higher. They probably should have had a 4.
Did RJ get you glued, or were you already there, to either Wimbledon final? He got me invested in the men's yesterday, I have to admit.
What a year for the Sinners.
The who?
The Sinners. Sinners in general.
The movie.
Yeah.
Yannick not really getting a true drug suspension. Oh. A lot of big time. Now, you saw Kyrgios. Like, you saw
Kyrgios. With your ideals.
I mean,
fact.
You saw Kyrgios' tweet, right?
No.
He just put the asterisk out right afterwards.
Because he had a PED thing?
Yes. Is that what it was? Yeah. Look, there is no level
Kyrgios is a psycho.
Of pettiness that he won't go to. All right, did you have a...
What does center get in trouble for?
I'll look it up.
I
did see
specific,
a PED thing listed. Yes, he just put out the asterisk.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Did you have a rooting interest in the men's final then? Or you just want to see good tennis?
I think I eventually wanted Alcaraz. But okay. I mean,
is that the face of a doper?
No, it looks like Opie Taylor.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Let's see.
Is this the same face?
Was that yes,
the
it was.
Yeah. But I just wanted to see. I wanted to see good tennis.
So I love the drama of we got right back in the exact same situation from the French Open. And Yannick Sinner, you know, had to be like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
I had so many championship points in the French and I beefed it. If it weren't for that, I think this would have been his fourth major in a row that he won.
Can I ask a question about those two? About Alcaraz and Sinner. Sinner's game is power, speed? What would you say when you watch him versus Alcaraz? They're two styles of game.
See, and I don't want to be like just classic give up, but I do really like the all-around games of both of them and then the serve capability. So
I have no idea.
Okay. Give up. Yeah, I think honest. He's a righty.
Kevin gave a generic a fake answer.
I don't really know.
None of us know.
So he got...
Spittle will text in a second.
He tested positive for Clostobal, which is an anabolic banned steroid. But they found no fault or negligence on those positive tests, two positive tests. It was a spray. He used the spray on a cut in his hand and then gave him a... So his physiotherapist used the spray in his hand and then gave him a massage on his back. So the physiotherapist did this. Now, this is kind of like the fencer. The girl fencer who said...
She kissed him.
She kissed her boyfriend, her husband.
Her partner.
And he was doping.
I think it might have been another lady.
So she threw him under the bus. And he's not even playing anymore. Fencing, whatever.
Did you make underdog plays on the finals?
I cleaned up
on the women's
final.
6-0, 6-0.
Hell yeah!
Has not happened since 1988.
Okay. I mean, I didn't predict that exact score.
Yeah,
but I had.
But the girl that we were following Thursday in crosstalk, who took out the number one, she lost 6-0, 6-0, and you predicted her ultimate demise.
Yeah, because Swiatek had been playing shockingly well, especially on the grass surface. And I had her lower than 21.5 games played. And then I had the American at less than 2.5 points broken. And I was like, there's no way she's breaking Swiatek's serve three times.
Look at these people. Look at this. What did I say 20 minutes ago?
God.
This is all there is for them to talk about.
Look, I know that they're America's team, but I would like to be in one of their meetings when the ratings come in just to see what justifies this level of cowboy coverage with Dak not making the top 10 quarterback list. And like, I know that they're the number one brand and all that, but is it that much to immediately go to who didn't make it?
Have you ever looked at some of the views on our videos?
Yeah.
Like our Facebook videos?
Yeah. Every top 10 is Cowboys.
Yeah. And like, you had a phenomenal interview with Morosi.
Thank you.
It'll be up there. And people who are into baseball will watch it and love it and enjoy it.
Yep. I mean, can't they talk about the all women's invitational WWE thing? You know, there's a lot
Evolution.
Of
solution.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff they could have talked about today. I mean,
the high five bros you guys had Friday,
the ESPYs. I mean, the ESPYs are this week. They could preview those things.
But well, how about the rest of the guys on the damn list? Let's start there.
The views and the comments and everything. Yeah. It is overwhelming.
All right,
in favor of the Cowboys.
Go ahead.
No, I was getting ready to end the show.
Yeah, I was looking at the clock. It's all right. I'll talk to you off air about it.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Off air. Corey Majors.
Are you liking quarterback?
Yeah. First three episodes I've liked. How many are you in?
I'm in 2.5.
What do you think?
Joe Burrow is
he's cool.
I love watching Joe Burrow.
He's just cool.
I have a love hate with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
He's either a big P or I'm like, man, that was the right thing to do.
Yep.
And then Jared Goff, like, he's awesome. I actually have a lot of respect for Jared Goff and
His wife's
gorgeous.
The KNC Masterpiece is next. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Enjoy the Home Run Derby. KNC got you covered on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.